it is pretty remarkable to see St. John's going through basically exactly what UCLA went through, as they've been turned down by Porter Moser, Bobby Hurley, and now Tim Clueis, who is the Iona coach. I mean, when you're getting turned down by guys in the Valley and at Iona, like, that's not good. And there's been just a bunch of different stuff come out about what's going on around St. John's that just does not sound very good. And so it'll be interesting to see who they end up coming up with, because still some of the, you know, Mike Boynton, the Okie State head coach, has been rumored he's potentially a target, which I think would be a decent fit. James Jones, the Yale coach, who's a pretty darn good coach, would be a pretty good fit. So they might end up landing a decent guy, but the process at which they've gone to this point has not been very, very good. So we'll see what ends up happening with St. John's. But I saw this. So ESPN's college football playoff predictor. I mean, you kind of, you look at what all goes into that. You never know. But in ESPN's college football playoff predictor, they have, of course, in their playoff, you guessed it, Clemson and Bama are the top two. Duh. But then coming in at third is Michigan. And, you know, if you listen to the show, you know I'm a Harbaugh defender. But I will say things are getting harder to defend with Harbaugh. Like, last year felt like the year that they needed to punch through. And now you could always understand, well, you know, I mean, they're losing to Urban Meyer. Come on. You go, okay, I get it. But now that Urban Meyer's gone, it really puts even more pressure to me on Michigan to get it done. And I like Harbaugh. But the thing that I get concerned with is, I don't totally buy Shea Patterson. My concern would be is, I don't know, when push comes to shove, if Shea Patterson is that guy. Because ultimately, you're going to need a quarterback to punch through to get you to that level. When you look at all the teams that make the playoff over the years, and even last year, I mean, the one common denominator is they all got a pretty darn good quarterback. And so, I like Harbaugh. I like Michigan. I think the fact that Ryan Day is now the head coach and Urban Meyer is not there, I think that's going to shift some things around in the Big Ten. But I get... I don't know if I am absolutely all in on Shea Patterson. But we'll see what ends up happening. But the ESPN College Football Player predicted, they have Clemson, Bama are the top two, then Michigan, and then Georgia. That's at least how they're seeing the playoff situation moving forward for next year. It is going to be interesting, like, I made this comment when it was happening. Like, Urban Meyer retired. Like, he's not in the Big Ten. I think that's something people need to, like, once a week remind themselves. Because there's just become this foregone conclusion. It's like, Ohio State will win. He ain't beating Ohio State. Well, now without Urban Meyer, things open up a little bit. Just a little bit. All right, good stuff today. Make sure you go check out the podcast. Kevin Kugler was great. Danny Woodhead was great. Brian Munson was great. Tomorrow, Schick will stop by. Again, reminder, you got the Sharp and Benning Husker Roundtable, 7 to 11. Of course, you got the former players, you got writers, you got people inside the program going to be able to break it all down. That is tomorrow, 7 to 11. Gary and Damon will have you covered a little Husker Roundtable action that is coming up tomorrow. Make sure you do not miss any second of that. All right, coming up next, get our crossover game right. Get you set for Unsportsmanlike Conduct.